All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So I just wanted to spend a few moments this morning. Not that we really have the time, because the truth is it's still an intricate daf, but it's been a little while since we've seen Reb Tzadok. So it's good. It's always good to visit your Rebbe every once in a while. So we haven't visited our Rebbe Reb Tzadok. So we left off in the middle of Os Kuf Beis. I reposted the PDF on the chat, just in case you don't have it. So I wanted to spend just a few moments going back to this beautiful Os. If you remember, again, it's been about a week since we've seen this, Reb Tzadok was making the profound distinction between a tzaddik and a chassid. And if you remember, again, he explained that a tzaddik is someone kovesh es yitzro. A tzaddik is someone who's able to subdue his yitzhara. He's able to understand his weaknesses, and he's able to go ahead and kovesh. Kovesh literally means capture. So he's able to go ahead and overcome his evil inclinations, or his negative inclinations or proclivities, by going ahead and subduing them. Whereas the chassid, the Rebbe said, is someone who is able to go ahead, shemachnis kidusha v'kavana l'shem shamayim gam b'chol ma'asa. So remember again, we said whereas the tzaddik is able to conquer, the chassid is able to channel. And the chassid is able to go ahead and literally find the holiness in everything. Find the kedusha in everything that he has, including all of the different energies and all the different abilities that he possesses. He's able to go ahead and extrapolate, even from the negative activities, some type of positive energy and channel that towards something productive. So the Rebbe goes on. This is on page Resh Mem Gimel. The Rebbe says, Va'az kisha'adam mechavin kach. When a person tries to become a chassid, right? Because isn't that the goal in life, to try to become a chassid? Right? To go ahead and literally try to channel, to recognize. We've seen this theme so many times in Reb Tzadok, that rarely is there something negative inside of us, but more often than not, what we have are certain energies that are just being misused and misdirected. And the goal, therefore, of the chassid is to try to direct those energies in the right way. So the Rebbe says something beautiful. Hashem Yisbarach Yisnahik Imo B'mida K'neged Mida. We actually just spoke about this on Shabbos morning, that the Ribbon Shalom always acts in a reciprocal fashion towards us. Whatever way we act towards him is the way that he reciprocates towards us. Shinosin umashre kiddush alyona b'chol mashiyase ad shekol ma'ase she'ose niyeh be'emes ma'ase mitzvah mamish. It's actually quite beautiful. So the Rebbe says, if I go out of my way to go ahead and extract kiddusha from everything in my life, right? If I go out of my way to go ahead and try to find the holiness in every action, the holiness in every behavior, I try to look at my life, and even when I do something wrong, I try to ask myself, okay, I committed an avera. I've gone off the right path, right? I'm doing the wrong thing. But what can I learn? In other words, what positive lesson can I extract from this? So let's say I commit an avera. I'll give you a simple example. I commit an avera, and I commit an avera with zrizos, right? I don't just sin, but I sin with alacrity, right? I sin with zeal. I sin with gusto. That's great. Or let me qualify that. It's not great that I sin, but what's great is, you know, I always thought of myself as a kind of lazy person. Now I realize I possess the midah of zrizos. I possess it. It's in me. So now I have this midah. I have the midah of zrizos. Now all I have to do is direct it in a positive direction. That's an incredible thing. So the Rebbe says, when I go out of my way to extrapolate and to find the necessary and positive meaning or lessons or traits in everything that I do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates by showering Kiddusha upon me in every single aspect of life. So in other words, if I go out of my way to find the Kiddusha in my life, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way, Kiviyachol, to shower that Kiddusha down upon me. He goes on, he says so beautifully, he says, V'zocha chassid zeh, Lahotzi ulevarer kochos kedusha harbe minataroves tovera shiyesh pesoch yitzahara daiko vaas tov zeshem zbar mitocha yitzahara v'nikra baloshon hakasov V'hine tov ma'od. Sheperishu chazal zeh hayetzer hara. So I will say, ultimately, So ultimately, what comes out? What was I saying? Right, so the episode is like this. So when a person is able to go ahead and extrapolate something positive from everything that he does, so he's able to go ahead, look at his lashon over here, lahotzi ulavarer kochos kidusha harbe minat arobes. He's able to go ahead and extrapolate an incredible amount of kidusha from the mixture. See, I both say, what the Rebbe is highlighting over here is as follows, and this is kind of the Rebbe's approach to these things, which is the world is filled with ta'arobes. The world is filled with mixture. Right? Rarely in life are you going to find something that's absolutely good or absolutely bad. More often in life, you find a mixture. And what varies from situation to situation is that sometimes the mixture slants more towards good, sometimes the mixture slants more towards bad. But la maisa, life is always that mixture. And so much of life is going ahead and trying to figure out how to extract the holiness from the mixture. Think about it for just a moment. Think about, even in times of simcha, rarely does a person have a time of absolute simcha, and rarely does a person have a time of absolute tsara. Right? More often than not, life is always this tarovis. It's always this mixture. And successful living is the ability to pull out the maximum amount of joy from your moments of simcha, because it's usually tzara there also, or the maximum amount ultimately of kiddusha, even when there are moments of tumah. So what Reb Tzadik is describing over here is that the chassid is the person who's able to pull out the kiddusha even from the taroves, even from the mixture. And when I go ahead and I perfect this type of approach, and I'm able to pull out the kiddush, the holiness, even from the moments of taroves, even from the moments of mixture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind. If I become the kind of person who pulls out holiness, even from situations that are not absolutely holiness, what's the divine reciprocity for that? Showering more kiddusha upon me in every single situation in life. That's the reward for being a chassid. Chassid, a person who extrapolates as much kiddusha as you can from the mixture moments of life. And ultimately, again, the reward for that is even more divine kiddusha, even more divine holiness showered upon us at every interval of life. We'll have to stop over here for today. There's much more to speak about this. So we're not finished. We will spend one more day, maybe on Kuf Beis, Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoya. Oh, there's no audio. Actually, there's no audio for Zoom. Sorry. I'm sorry we're working on a Zoom, Chevra. Oh, there's something happening. I think it's not working. Just even on here. Mm-mm.